You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 10th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. South African prosecutors are reopening the inquest into the death of anti-apartheid activist Steve Biko, 48 years after he died in police custody. The National Prosecuting Authority, NPA, aims to present evidence to determine if Biko's death was caused by any act or omission that constitutes an offense. An inquest is a judicial inquiry to determine the cause of a death. The original 1977 inquest accepted the police's account that Biko sustained injuries by hitting his head against a wall, resulting in no prosecutions. This narrative was challenged during the Truth and Reconciliation Commission (TRC) hearings in 1997, where former security branch officers sought amnesty. The TRC denied amnesty, ruling that the officers had lied and failed to show a political motive for Biko's killing. Steve Biko was a pivotal figure in the anti-apartheid movement, founding the Black Consciousness Movement. He died in a prison cell in 1977 at the age of 30 after being beaten into a coma by police. His death sparked international outrage and made him a symbol of the struggle against apartheid. The philosophy of Black Consciousness, which promotes social justice and liberation for Black people, remains relevant today. It emphasizes self-reliance and psychological liberation, encouraging Black individuals to reject internalized inferiority. The decision to reopen Biko's inquest aligns with a trend to re-examine high-profile apartheid-era deaths. In April, President Cyril Ramaphosa initiated an inquiry into whether past ANC governments interfered with investigations of apartheid-era crimes. This inquiry responds to criticism from victims' families and reflects efforts to confront unresolved injustices. In June, an inquest was opened into the deaths of the Craddock Four, four anti-apartheid activists killed by security officers in 1985. The NPA is responsible for instituting criminal proceedings and will gather evidence for Biko's inquest. The phrase prima facie constitutes an offense indicates that initial evidence suggests an offense may have occurred. The NPA's involvement signifies a serious legal undertaking and may lead to new investigations or a fresh look at existing evidence. The reopening of this inquest indicates a governmental initiative to address historical injustices and provide closure for families affected by apartheid violence. Biko's death was a catalyst for global awareness and resistance against apartheid, exposing the regime's brutality. The cover-up and initial inquest findings highlighted systemic injustices in South Africa. Biko's legacy extends beyond his death, inspiring movements for liberation and self-determination. The reopening of his inquest reflects the ongoing fight for truth and justice in South Africa. This pursuit is vital for healing past wounds and building a more equitable future. The reopening of Biko's inquest is a significant step towards achieving justice for his death and contributes to broader reconciliation efforts. While the TRC provided a platform for truth-telling, it did not always lead to prosecutions. This new wave of inquests indicates a shift towards legal accountability for apartheid-era crimes, offering hope to families seeking answers. The outcomes of these inquests could lead to new findings and potential prosecutions. This process is essential for strengthening the rule of law and ensuring such atrocities are never repeated. It sends a powerful message that the pursuit of truth and justice remains a priority for the nation. The journey towards healing and reconciliation is long, but each step, like reopening Biko's inquest, brings South Africa closer to its goal. Copyright, African Elements.